This is Wednesday, the 13th day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 4, 30 through 32. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth, yet when planted it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." Jesus' plan often seems ill-advised. The Savior of the world spent only 3 public years as a homeless man, traveling a small part of the world with 12 disciples. He spent his days teaching and sharing life with sinners, healing so that he could be killed on a cross. But this unbelievable plan somehow changed the world. Jesus' plan looked too small to change the world. Like a small mustard seed, it was easily misunderstood and overlooked. Spend some time and consider the small things God has used in your life to show you His kingdom. What were the small moments that have changed you? Take this moment and thank God for these small things, the mustard seeds. Listen again to God's word. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." Most of us feel like we have little faith, little courage, little influence, little time, little Bible knowledge, little gifting. All mustard seeds. This parable reminds us that it is not the size of the seeds that matters. It is the power of the one who waters it, nurtures it, and causes it to grow. What matters is the size of God's faithfulness. In what ways do you feel inadequate today? Put your smallness in God's hands now.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.